It's going down rails. Teresa's in the middle of a lot. We're talking about season 7, episode 10, Cut the Cancer Out, with a special report from Fern Ronay coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. If you're checking for the Real Housewives of New Jersey, you're in the right place. We don't quite look like the ladies on the show, but we're going to talk about it. So I'm your host, Grant Rutter, Grants underscore underscore Rants on Twitter, and sit next to me.
Oh, hey, it's Megan Stecker. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Hi, it's Annabelle, and you can find me at AdderallandCompliments.com.
And shout out to Fern, who's in the Garden State.
Hey, Fern.
She has a special report for us later on this episode. So stay tuned for our news and gossip segment to learn more. In the meantime, Megan, what is sitting in front of us here at the table?
The Little Colonel Mini Popcorn. Just want to say thanks to the folks at Little Colonel. I just inquired with them about, like, getting a bag or two, and they sent two bags of every flavor. So we've got kind of a rainbow assortment here. I don't know if anybody... can see those.
Yes.
Perfect. Should we taste them now? Later? What do I think?
Whatever you want to do. Yeah. So let's just name some. We'll plug them for a little bit. What are the flavors here? This one's what?
What do you got there?
Naked, no salt added. So this is like...
That's like healthy guy.
Yeah.
All right. Then we've got sweet and salty here in the purple. The pink bag is pink Himalayan salt. Oh, I love pink salt. Truffle sea salt in front of me. I'll be trying that one. And...
Butter flavored. Yeah, I like the Paula Deen flavored one.
Yes. I'm more for that. Yeah.
I'm not going to be shy, and I'm going to open this one because I'm very curious about the truffle.
I want to try that one, yeah.
The truffle or the butter?
Both.
Probably in the mic, all you can hear is like crunch, crunch, crunch,
there's
crunch.
There's so much Little Colonel average. It's like skinny.
Oh my God. No, I love this girl. One. You guys can't. I'm taking both sides of this
home. They're small kernels. This one's waving at us.
They are very small,
super tiny. You know what I think this would be great for your kids' snacks at school? Because, I mean, this is definitely meant to be, like, obviously people of all ages can eat it, but they specifically developed it for children, right? Like, yeah. Isn't that why they're little?
I love truffle oil. Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, my God, I love this one.
Here's the butter one.
Not enough butter for you? I mean, when you compare it to... See, the thing is, these are...
It was free, which is my favorite price, so I'm not going to say anything.
I'm in love with the truffle one, by the way. So good.
Maybe I'm just disappointed.
The truffle one is a little better.
Let me taste the butter.
I was hoping Frankie would deliver it in person.
Here's the thing. If you're looking for healthy popcorn, this is the way to go. It's gluten-free, whole grain, non-GMO, and dairy-free. So any of these flavors that appear to have dairy, they're using some non-dairy stuff.
Healthy. Well, we tried the cheddar one. That one was good, too. So.
Oh, yeah, white cheddar.
Mm-hmm. All right, meanwhile, in New Jersey.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't fight you for it.
I'll take all 12 bags home, and they'll be gone by next week, guys.
I'll wash it down with some black water.
I'll actually take one too. I can put it at my desk at work because I'm always always looking to have a snack there. So in the meantime, in New Jersey, now that you've sat and washed a seat,
this is so good.
Yes, Rosie is complimenting. Or more like commenting on the book release party at Barnes & Noble somewhere in New Jersey.
Right.
And she says that the book party went well. She's telling Siggy it went well. Now, I think the general consensus here was that it was not great. It was awkward.
Right. Like Annabelle's comparison to like the desperate girl begging for the guy to like her. And like, when are we going to go out? You said we can hang out.
Just doing anything.
Is that kind of think we how we felt? Maybe desperation's the one word to sum it up.
Well, I mean, if she had said, yeah, let's do lunch, like that would have been like, okay, yeah, that went well. You know, I asked, we weren't shot down. She said yes. She didn't say yes, so I don't see. She was like, I don't know, I'm busy. So I don't know, is that going well? I mean, I guess it's better than nothing. The silence that they've been receiving.
I'm not sure if... I think that they may just be that delusional that they're like, oh, she seemed into it. But it's like when you have to beg somebody to go to lunch with you and they're still saying no and you're having to barter the time of like just an hour. Yeah. And it's like they won't even give you an hour. Mm-hmm. Then
yeah, they didn't get an hour.
I just, it's so mortifying. I mean, I say a lot of stuff about them, but I give them credit because I could not handle being like groveling and being rejected on national TV being that much of an embarrassment. So I applaud them for putting themselves out there because it is mortifying.
I say that's fair.
So I think it's brave. I think they're little colonels.
Brave little colonel.
Yes. In the Desperation Army, they're...
Well, Siggy is holding true to thinking that there is hope for Teresa to reconnect with Rosie and Kathy. She claims she has not seen the show. I think anyone that has watched the show thinks and knows Teresa really well, as she claims she did. Well, she hadn't met Teresa. She met her after she came out when she started this show, so she probably doesn't really realize how much that... What is this? Making a mess in here.
Sorry, I like this flavor so much that I won't stop eating it while we're doing the show, which is disgusting. And I'm also dropping it out of my mouth onto my lap. God.
I don't know if they'd have you at Rails. I don't know if they'd allow you. I don't know.
I don't think there's a lot of eating going on at Rails.
We've seen,
there is nothing.
Lots of conversation over drinks. No eating.
So, yeah, in this last scene, it was over water. They didn't even get the chance to order a damn drink.
Those lucky waiters, as they try to come, no, we're not going to be.
Let's not even bring up the PAs they forced to sit in the background as
obvious.
Background.
So obvious.
The two lonely male PAs sitting at different tables. They weren't even given a cell phone to look at. So they're
staring
just blankly
at the
staring
wall.
across the table at yep. no one. Not even a meal. They didn't even give them a meal to push around the plate.
Give them some pasta with some gravy and a soda.
At least a drink.
And yeah. Tell them not to drink or eat because then the continuity might get messed up during editing. But, for the love.
Yeah, I know.
I mean.
They're sitting in front of a place setting. I mean, who does?
They're
who's
staring.
Doing
well,
that?
I mean, as we've seen, they've really cut the budget this season. There's been some. They couldn't even throw them a bag of little kernel to munch on.
Oh, I know. So, Jacqueline says that Teresa is mad at Kathy because what she blames Kathy for, she has said herself. So, they went back and both have talked about divorce rumors and unsteady marriages. And then the parents and Kathy calling the other one a coward and the other one saying, my father was there more for you. Than the, so, the whole situation with that. So, I think Jacqueline, this must have been after Jacqueline fell out with Teresa. Because I don't feel like the Jacqueline we see now would have said that. You know what I mean? The current Jacqueline that we're seeing. Because she's all in with Teresa again. So I felt like that was kind of a backhanded comment. I was hoping.
I feel like Annabelle's being quiet because she doesn't want to say anything mean about Jacqueline.
No, God, you know that's never my... I'm the opposite. I can't wait to say anything. I guess I don't remember this part. I guess maybe I just glass over when she's on there. I'm just so distracted by the riveting Ashley scenes. I don't know.
She said basically she blames Kathy for things she said and done herself.
Jacqueline. Okay, Jacqueline said this about Teresa.
Yes.
Which I think was just so, I agree with you. I think that was very shady. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. I think Jacqueline is sticking that new plastic face where it does not belong as she's getting so wrapped up in this family drama of relatives that don't talk to each other. If you're that concerned about relatives not talking to each other, I doubt that she's involved with Caroline and Dina, a family she's actually related to. So why don't you focus on that?
Why don't you focus
on that and not finding your plastic surgeon through Yelp reviews? Maybe do a little more focusing on there. Jacqueline.
What do you want to say?
I'm not sure how I feel about what she said then, but seeing how she got later on, I don't want to keep jumping ahead like we keep doing, but seeing how she got so worked up later on when Kathy had everyone over to talk about everything, I was like, with the screaming and the getting worked up, this isn't your family and this isn't your issue, and calm down.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so mad at you, Melissa, for everybody gets mad at everybody and da da da, and calm down.
I was like, this has nothing to do with you.
I think, and we keep commenting on the lack of drama and the lack of housewives and characters on this show, but I think for me, it's Jacqueline that's ruining this season for me.
Why?
Because I really don't care for what she has to say.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just not interested in her.
Yeah.
I think
that
she's there for the check. And she's there to try to make a lot of noise, and I'm over it.
It's a lot of camera time that I think should be spent on somebody else. She's not even a good shitster. She's not even a good Dorinda. She's not likable. She doesn't have a boyfriend that everybody hates. You know, it's just, she's not she's not instigating any drama that feels, I know none of this feels natural in any show, but especially this. I feel like this season makes the Munchausen Beverly Hills look like Scary Island. I think this has been so boring. I asked them, I was like, what episode are we on? No, 8, 7?
Oh,
I
don't. 10.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God,
really? Nothing's happened.
Oh my, like, we've gone now 10 episodes of what? The whole drama is that they don't talk to each other and that.
From the reunion drama, from 2014.
I mean, the drama is nothing but everyone trying to be on Teresa's good side now that she's out of prison for the limelight. Like, that to me is what's really going on here. Mm-hmm. And the problem with this season is everyone's kissing Teresa's ass, even Siggy, as much as I love her.
True.
Like, there's no storylines for anyone because all anyone's concerned about doing is kissing Teresa's ass and telling her she's not doing anything wrong. Yeah. So there's like no one teamed up with Jacqueline to, like, if Jacqueline's gonna be the shitster in our drama, like, there's nobody on her little team.
Yeah, and Dolores seems like a lovely person, but there's a reason why she wasn't cast. She's been connected with all these women for all these years, 7 seasons in, and now she's on. But there's a reason for that, because they probably realize she's not gonna side with anybody.
Also, this episode, no Frankie. So why even?
What a waste.
No.
Why did this even air?
We shot something at the gym. Why was Frankie not there?
That gym. Oh my God. There were as many people eating at Rails as there was working out in that gym. And I'm sorry. I could not stand it. You know how I feel about Jacqueline. Don't mean a heart, but I will. When she came in and tried to do some prop comedy with a fake McDonald's, and she's like, here's a McDonald's Big Mac bag. Ooh, hide it. As she did it in front of Dolores, like, ooh, I'm so bad. Look, I'm eating junk food. Stop it, Jacqueline. Stop.
I feel like it's producer-driven hijinks at that point.
I can't. And then when Jacqueline asked, she's like, where's that big scary guy who yelled at you on the phone? And Dolores said, oh, he's in Poland judging a fitness competition. Are there no trainers in Poland that this mean you had to fly from Jersey to Poland?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's that in demand? If he's that high up, why is he stuck at Bench Fitness or whatever? What's it called? Powerhouse?
Yeah.
Which, again, is such an ironic name, because there's maybe 4 people in there that are getting paid to be. And then that one,
it's not a very glamorous gym.
It's so big. And I also, it's like, it's even more mortifying because it's so big and it's so just not populated. At least it curves. There's like only 8 machines.
They were like 300 people short.
Yeah.
And she said there were 300 members short at this gym.
What happened to the ladies' night?
It must be coming because
she needs it.
Because I'll bet you they show it on the show since they used Siggy and Teresa at it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, Rosie feels that she's been slapped down by Teresa and she asks Siggy for help. Well, and then, what's this? Joe says in his interview that Joe knows the story. Joe knows the current status. He says it just like it is, like we knew all along how it ended. Teresa is done. He says, Teresa is done with Kathy, Richie, and Rosie. I didn't think this had to be readdressed. You know, I thought it was just like, you know, you let sleeping dogs lie. You know, look, we know.
I think this would be a little more interesting if they would be more honest on camera. You know how anytime anyone wants to broach the conversation with Teresa, she starts screaming, don't talk about my fucking family. And it's like, every time you get a little kernel of it, just a little bit of information of what's really going on there.
Yes.
Somebody shuts it down. Like Kathy or somebody is like, that's enough. Don't go there. Right. So there's so many layers to why they're angry at each other. And I think it would be more interesting to us if we knew at least 90% of the layers. But they're not. I mean, Siggy referenced it. Was she on last week on Watch What Happens Live? It was Caroline and Siggy. And Siggy was all like, Teresa's like, I don't even know, like spokesperson. She was like, you know, and this and that, and she's just not ready to talk to them, and that's fine. And it's years and generations of hurt back and forth. It started with the parents, and it's like Siggy knows what happened.
Yeah.
But maybe it would be more interesting to us, other than just what was said on camera.
Love that Siggy like loves to be involved and loves to think that she's helping and says some like Pinterest quote that you'd find in like black and white of like, what I say about relationships, if there's no gas in the tank, it can't go anywhere. And it's like, you know,
I love
profound.
Her. She's so polished.
But it's just
cute.
When they were trying to get the girl, I love her. She's by far and away my favorite besides Frankie. But it's like when they were organizing the girls' trip, how Melissa's trying to plan this trip to go out of town. And Siggy like said what we were all thinking. She spoke for the 99% as Melissa's trying to pitch her this girls' trip. She's like, and then we're going to go out. We're going to have so much fun. Let's go to Vermont. And Siggy literally goes, Vermont? And I was like, thank you. And she's like, I want to go somewhere where I can get a pina colada, where I can see some Vermont. And it's like, exactly. Vermont, yeah. Unless we're going to the Ben and Jerry's factory, I have no interest in this forced, pathetic girls' trip. Vermont?
Siggy's probably like, I signed up for this show to get a free vacation. Yeah. You know how they forced trip.
This is.
She was probably like, God damn it, they're sending us to a second cold place in the winter.
I mean, the New York Housewives went to Mohegan Sun. I mean,
that was tragic.
It's getting sad. It is getting very sad. The trips are now matching every episode, just the theme is sad. And I don't understand why then they were trying to convince Teresa, who also is not into this idea of a Vermont trip, as she meets them at Rails, of course. And she's like, oh, I don't know it. And they're trying to pitch it to her. Wouldn't you just love just a weekend with just the girls? And I was like, she's had a whole year of just being with girls.
That's a great point.
Like, yeah I'm sure good. What she's really missing out on is just being surrounded by females that she's locked into. She's that's something she doesn't want to be at.
She's met her quota.
In a lot of group activities.
Yeah, she's done. Right. She's gotten the female energy. Mm-hmm. Just like, let her be. Also, I think one of the reasons like we're having such a problem with this season is also, I don't think Teresa's bringing it because I think she's in shell shock. She was just in prison for a year and then we put cameras in front of her face. I understand.
The minute she gets out.
Yeah. I understand why it's needed financially, show wise. I understand all of it. But it's like, I don't think she's able to bring it as she has in other seasons because she's not like mentally there. Yeah. She's still trying to catch up with her family. And because.
Well, I mean, like Joe, she has only, 3 months in between before Joe goes away. So I'm sure every day in her head, it's like ticking, like when you rip a page off the calendar, counting down.
I heard that she came out, when she was in prison, she was heavily medicated, allegedly. This is what I've heard. Then I heard that she was medicated throughout most of the taping and that she starts to wean off of it the later in the season we get.
And gets a little more turned up.
Apparently. Allegedly. So there might be some craziness coming
good down. Because I feel like the producers are medicated at this point because we're like
I agree with you 100%.
Was it Dolores's sick dog who's editing this? Like, what is happening? What are these shows? Every episode feels like one of those lost footages that they normally play an episode after all the reunions.
Correct.
Well, Ashley was engaged in this episode.
Continue.
I'm happy for her. I mean, I want to be like semi-positive here. I do like her relationship with her mom. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're where they should be. The engagement was short and quick.
I have some comments on it.
Okay.
So, I did stumble across Ashley kind of ranted on Instagram that she's really upset that Bravo had to cut down the engagement really short because what he did was walk her all the way out to the end of that pier. All those locks that were locked onto the pier right behind them, along how they do in Europe.
Yeah.
Like love locked bridges or whatever. He wrote like their name and the date on one and locked it onto the bridge. And then he got down and told her, you know, he was talking to her so much about how much he loved her and stuff. And then did the proposal. And she was saying that Bravo cut it out because the city of Hoboken made a rule that you can't do that. All the locks have been cut off. And Bravo wants to continue their good relationship with filming in Hoboken, so they cut it all out.
We saw enough key, you know, scenes with Kyle and Mauricio. We got the key lock scene.
That's true.
We got our fill. And it's like she's upset that they cut it down? That was cut down?
Yeah, I guess. The engagement scene, you mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
It was too long for you.
What? We then had to see a scene of her calling Albie on the phone.
That's what was weird. It was like they tried to extend it by doing the whole, like, her telling everybody one by one. It was like, it needed to be more choppy, quick editing for me. That was, like, way too much time on that.
I'm happy for her, but to me, the whole thing was a little anticlimactic.
It really was. Mm-hmm. And here's
to say something positive, the ring is beautiful. Okay, I'm not super. The ring is beautiful.
Doesn't he seem like the nicest normal guy? I couldn't stop saying that. He seems like such a nice
really
normal guy.
You like him for her.
Yeah.
He's handsome. He seems to have his shit together. Yeah. I don't know how she locked him down, but good for her.
He's so enamored by her. And then we were playing last week the game with, was she pregnant?
Right.
Was
well, she not? Right. February 18th is when she posted it to Instagram. And she also said on the show tonight, okay, now that we've told everybody, I'm posting it to Instagram. So if that's actually the day it happened, but we counted back from when she had the baby, she was still already 2 months pregnant, if not almost three.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do the math because I can't, but I've been telling you guys from the beginning, this seemed like a Phaedra Parks style right. pregnancy.
100%.
The time did not make 100%. Sense. And I'm just like, it's not, you know, the 1940s where you're like looked upon of like being an, you know, when you're right. pregnant before you're being an unwed right. mother. Yeah. It's like, nobody cares now. The fact that, you know, when you have a baby and you're still married anyway is like a huge, mm-hmm. like it's not a big thing. If you were pregnant before you were engaged. Right. Like,
I'm just waiting for this.
You think that's the most embarrassing part of your family? It's not.
Well, I'm just waiting for this to hit the internet. Like some like Inquisitor or Radar Online yes. or whatever. Somebody to write a quickie article about it. And then for Ashley to get all upset and call everyone.
The Inquisitor it's going to be like, let's just run the Bigfoot story again. We're not wasting time on this. Congratulations. This has nothing to do with Bigfoot. I'm not trying to throw shade. Congratulations to Lauren because she's pregnant.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, was that in the gossip and news?
No, well, now we don't have any news and gossip. But
we don't.
Sorry.
I'm just always pregnant.
Laura Manzo's pregnant. Pass
yeah.
it on.
Yeah, her family announced it via Instagram. Everybody did.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Joe is getting ready to go in, and Teresa actually said something that was surprised hearsay. She says it's getting worse by the day as his jail time approaches, and she said that he is addicted to alcohol, mm-hmm. and he can't go to bed without drinking.
Ooh. The weird part of this conversation to
he
me
He should
is,
just read her book. That would put me...
There you go, yeah. You can pull out Richie's bag. Exactly. So bad.
Melissa's going, oh, Joe's handling this really great.
Yeah, in one
it
breath.
Was the opening line to this forced conversation. And I was like, what? And then Teresa goes on to admit that he's like in a full alcoholic panic. And I'm like, Joe, Melissa, come on.
Did we even see him at all this episode?
Joe, no.
I wonder if there's a reason for...
She saw him when she went in the car. She go to Rails. She said, I'll be back when the kids come home. He's like, all right. That was all we saw of him.
You know what I did like at this point was Melissa said it was like 20% shadiness in her comment. She's like, she's the heavyweight champion of the world when it comes to masking pain. And I'm like, AKA Teresa's always in denial.
Yeah.
Always mm-hmm. never
Meanwhile,
admitting.
At Kathy's Kevin Jonas constructed home.
Yes. Which, why haven't we gotten the full tour? Is it online?
Well, I think it is, actually. But okay. She really should have hired a designer. I just want to say. I mean, I haven't designed
Maybe there were a few mixed in.
That doesn't look like a Dina-decorated house.
I haven't. I'm not claiming to be any type of interior decorator, but...
But you had opinions.
I've been putting together my place, which I'm really liking quite a bit. And I don't know. I'm just like not tooting my own horn or anything. But I'm just saying this house just lacked. It looked like a almost like a model home to me. There were things on the wall that were too small. It was too plain looking. I wasn't into the design at all. And the outside was very dated
exterior.
Looking. I'm just so surprised for such a large and new home. I was disappointed in the home.
I
judge homes. I do.
I kind of like the finishes they chose as far as like the hardware and things around the kitchen. But then like the outside, why did they go put those stucco rocks on there? Or rocks
people
that you put
pay
stucco
money
around?
People pay money to take those out.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
It's odd. Yeah.
Wait, Annabelle said it looks like the house has acne. And I was like, that's correct. I want to see a smooth surface.
It's just so odd. It almost looks like you stated that it looks like a... Like the Hogwarts, like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
World.
Like,
yeah.
It looks like a Hogwarts set.
Not a front. Yeah.
But for New Jersey being so famous with construction, it's odd that all these houses are kind of a disaster where, I mean, Teresa's looks like, I mean, their house in the back looks like a compound for, you know, like a, what are they called? What are they? It just looks like when you are in a country club, like the main house, like or like a golf club.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like the clubhouse. Like
yes.
A clubhouse.
Yes.
Like an apartment.
Sorry,
complex.
I know that was like a long road to get to something not worthwhile. Sorry, guys. What's in these little kernels? Not much, I can tell you that.
I'm having more.
But it's so. Yeah, I will say the houses are. Let's have some Jeff Lewis crossover. I would love to see Jeff Lewis get in there with those women. Yeah.
There was a good OC crossover this week. Shannon Bedore was his, her title card was client this week on the season finale of Flipping Out.
Oh, I have to catch up on that. I'm actually really enjoying that season.
The funny thing is he was on OC and his title card was Shannon's friend. Mm-hmm. And then when she was on Flipping Out, when he was decorating.
It was client. More profesh.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy, inside this lovely home, is saying, and that, I mean, really, it's fine. It's just, I thought it was poorly decorated.
I don't own a mansion. We're just saying.
Exactly. We're just commenting. We've heard a lot about the house, and it doesn't look like how it was going to look in the sketch. So just saying. Kathy's house. Oh, yeah, we already said that. Kathy is still upset from the 2014 accusations that in the whole back and forth about the parents and the father and all that. But Kathy says that, and I forgot about this, that technically Teresa did accept her apology by sitting back next to her on that reunion couch.
She said, that means I forgive you.
Right.
So.
Doesn't go very far.
She obviously never did.
Yeah.
And I think what each of them are mad about, or what Kathy and Rosie are holding on to, is that Teresa won't let them in. Like, I don't think it's anything to do with the parents and what was said. It's only that Teresa won't let them, like, back in the inner circle.
They keep saying, you know, Kathy and Rosie kept saying over and over their house, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to live in the past. We don't want to live in the past, when each episode has been about you guys living in the past. But it's just, you can forgive somebody and still not want to be with them. Just be like, you can forgive somebody, but not want to have them in your life again. And that's completely fine. And I'm one of those people, just when people say, like, blood is thicker than water, we're family. Just because somebody shares your DNA does not mean that, like, that means that they deserve to be in your life, or that you are obligated to have them in your life just because you share a strand. Right. Because there are a lot of people in your life that are not technically family that treat you much better and that you're much closer to than your actual family. So I think using the "we're family" is such bullshit.
Yeah. Well, Richie thinks it's because he's so happy and he and Kathy are so happy and Teresa doesn't have that in her life. Which, of course, you would make it about him.
Yeah, I think he's trying to bring up, like, oh, Teresa's always mad at me. She's only mad because we have a good marriage and she doesn't. And Teresa had tried to say, Richie and you almost got divorced all those years ago on that reunion. I mean, I don't know what to make of it. I think he just says nasty comments because he thinks Teresa's being nasty to his wife. Yeah. And that's all it is.
I know. Melissa called him a dick.
When the Lebanese Jeff Goldblum grabbed Kathy's face and he's like, you know why she doesn't like us? You know why she doesn't like her? And he grabs Kathy's face, like twists it towards him, like the Exorcist, and like attacks her face. And you can even see Kathy, she kind of like rolls her eyes and like you see like the leftover grease. And it's just, that's not why she doesn't want to be around you, is because she's jealous of your amazing love and your giant cross necklace, your giant Mr. T cross necklace. But then it was just like they all jumped on Melissa because she's like, listen, guys, I don't want to spend the whole night talking about Teresa. And then Jacqueline goes in, she's like, that's not fair. You got to complain to them that whole time. And now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to say something and you won't even entertain it. You won't even let them vent. And it's like, I completely understand. Melissa's being so responsible this season. She's trying to, listen, I get if you go over to that poorly decorated house, listen, the entire time you don't want to spend talking about Teresa, as there's nothing you can do to force her to hang out with you because you are unlikable. And you continuing to say, why don't they want to hang out with us, makes you even more unlikable. And so to have Rosie in her signature flannel then sit there and freak out.
Where
even Ziggy sat there and like, I beg you guys to go back and pause where Ziggy's face, because even she's like looking at Rosie like,
What is happening?
She came out of nowhere screaming. And like, to quote like Ramona, like, take a Xanax. Calm down, Rosie. Like, it's just too much.
I thought Rosie had a good point. I think Teresa always does blame everything on Kathy, but she just lumps Rosie in with like, well, you're sisters. I don't want to talk to either one of you. But I feel like she does. It's always like Kathy did something wrong. It's like, Teresa, you guys went tit for tat. Like, one of you said something. One of you said something else. Yeah. Like,
let's talk, because Joe was going to sit in with them to have lunch, which never happened. We talked about that briefly. But yeah, I want to talk about, to your point, my whole thing that I've gathered from all of this, Teresa mentioned, you only are interested because I'm back in the public eye. You want to hash us out now. And I think she absolutely has a point with that. Mm-hmm. Unless if these girls have absolutely nothing else to do and they really are genuine about trying to patch things up, they kept blaming their family and their parents. We have to do this for the parents. I thought this was all done, accepted, buried, done. Like, I don't know why this all had to come back up, and I feel like Teresa feels the same way. She's like, what do we have to have this conversation for? Like, she's like, I want to cut the cancer out. Like, I'm done. Like, we'll always be cousins, but I'm done. Like, I was on Team Teresa for this one.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what do you want from this girl?
Because she even said, you know, they're like, you keep pushing us out. You keep pushing out. You won't let us in. And she even said, she's like, you could have gone on Google and typed in Danbury, whatever camp she was at. And it's like, they never did.
And, but not only that, they were never really in with her.
Right.
No, even it's when now Kathy all joined of a sudden, the show. Yeah. It's right. A very, like, you're so interested in this relationship and so pushing mm-hmm. it. And it's just, Teresa has been nothing but respectful and saying it in a very polite way that...
This time around, mm-hmm. like in this scenario, yeah, I thought she was appropriate in how she conducted herself.
And to keep saying like, oh, you know, our parents, you know, Kathy made it very lofty of, you know, when our parents came to this country, you know, they came here with nothing, not millions of dollars. I'm like, what? You're not doing a Coming to America story. She's yeah, like, you know, they, you know, and now we're just ruining it. We're ruining everything they worked for. And I was like, wait. No, you're not getting deported. Teresa just doesn't want to talk to you. Like, what are you and the fact that Rosie is in her 40s and still calls her mom mommy, like, we can't do this to mommy. Like, no.
I actually really liked that Kathy did say that she's like, we have the power to rewrite what's going on here. Because I do think it's stuff trickling down from the parents. I feel like Teresa has been hearing stuff from her parents about Kathy and Rosie's parents and vice versa. Like, there was some rift with the parent generation that the kids have continued. So it's like, it's not just between them and the stuff they're saying about each other. It's they're saying stuff about their each other's parents too. And it's like never gonna get solved. And I genuinely feel for Kathy, because I genuinely feel like she and Rosie do want to just like squash the issue and just be family. And because I think that they think the problems were from their parents. Thing is, they didn't.
In Teresa, the issue is squashed. Like, in Teresa's mind. And they will not let it. They will never let it go.
But they want to be family again. They want to be able to be around each other without it being weird. And Teresa wants to not be around them at all.
Well, then you know what you do. You say, we're going to get together and we're not doing this with cameras. We're going to do this on an off season and we're going to have a private conversation.
True.
You know, we want to plan a lunch. We're going to have a lunch scene and we're going to rent out full rails lunch floor, and we're gonna have extras sit around, and we're gonna have a scene.
Have all our cannolis. Right. Have my cannolis. Like, have my dessert
kit,
coffee.
Yeah, put the kit out.
Surprising her on camera at the book signing was not a good idea. If they genuinely want a real life relationship,
no, I don't think it's genuine. Yeah. Whatsoever.
I agree with you, and I wanted it to be
fine.
But I'm after watching them at the book party, and then watching them today, this episode with the mm-hmm. scenes, the constant discussion, and then that scene with her. I'm like, yeah, these two really are here because she's back in the public.
And Teresa's saying, she's like, please, I want to focus on my because Teresa has bigger things going on. You know, Kathy has bigger things going on, and she's like, you know, life's too short. It's like, great, then spend that time with your family. Spend it with Victoria. Teresa's trying to spend it with Joe. Like, you're right, life's too short to continue trying to force somebody into hanging out with you. And when Teresa's like, I'm sorry, I love you, you'll always be my cousin, but I'm done with this. I don't want this in my life. And Rosie goes, you know, so you're saying that you don't want to hang out with me? You don't want to hang out with me? Well, I'm not going to beg Teresa. And Teresa goes, I'm glad. Please don't. It's like saying, you know, you're fired. Well, then I quit. Like, then I quit. I'm sorry.
Then I quit.
Oh, my God. I'm talking like Jersey. They can't say a fucking sentence. I quit.
I was in shock. Teresa cried afterward.
What the fuck is in this little kernel? I'm sorry, guys. I'm out of it.
I've eaten the truffle one the whole time. It's so good. I mean, I was in shock. She cried. She never cries. She never allows herself to get upset over stuff. She just shoves it all down.
I was really surprised by that, too, because clearly it affected her the way it affected them in her own way.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a wrap.
Right.
It's a wrap on this relationship. You know, that's unfortunate, but it's one of those relationships where, like, you go and you see each other when you're at someone's funeral.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, or maybe like another christening scenario, but like that's the extent of what it's going to be.
Right. And you're just, how are you? Good. You look great. done.
And that's the norm in most families, I feel. Every family has something. It may not be with a cousin, but every family watch has some family member that they do not get along with. That relationship has been severed, and you see each other when you are forced to. And that's fine. It's not, you know, this isn't groundbreaking. You aren't the only family to go through this. This is very normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to turn our attention to Fern's report. She was in New Jersey, and she sent us two very short clips from reporting from Rails. Yay. Let's check them out. I'll see what she has to say.
After TV,
a news report coming in.
Got the music going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she sent us these clips.
Yes.
And she was there for her mother's birthday on Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday. It was a surprise birthday party for her mom. And they did it at Rails.
I know, all places. So she spoke with She spoke with the waiter, right?
Or
the host.
One or the other. He said he's met all the housewives at this point.
Yeah. So she got chatty with him and asked a little bit about the relationship that he has had with the housewives that have come in.
Ooh.
So we'll put that on in one moment.
It quit on us.
Yes.
It quit.
In the meantime. All right. Which one of these are you feeling the most, Annabelle?
I really like the packaging. I think the packaging is very cute.
Okay. Well, I'm eating both flavors in front of me, and I like both of them. And I'm
very fair.
Going to eat this whole bag tonight of truffle. Yeah. Got the truffle, people. Yeah.
In the meantime, let's look at next week while we just think about this. Robin is supposed to be... She was supposed to be a housewife on the show. She's the girl that Jacqueline and Melissa are fighting with next week. She was supposed to be a full-time housewife, and for whatever reason, they didn't use her. So she's going to show out next week on
this trip. Are they going through, like, their reject piles for this season? They're just pulling out... It's like eighth alternate at this point.
You know when they get a new wife, and then... Or they need somebody new, so they're like... Send a bunch of girls in, and then they keep one and cut the other ones out.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that's what it is. But this girl seems to be crazy. She seems to be behind the Melissa rumors about the stripper stuff, which is, like, again, three seasons old, but okay.
Yeah. It seems like Jacqueline was really going to bat. I feel like Jacqueline's going to try to get all in the
mix. I feel like with these storylines, if it wasn't with the plastic surgery, you wouldn't know what season it was. If you just played it,
oh, good point.
You wouldn't know.
They're all in the same homes.
You wouldn't know if it was like 4 years, if it was four seasons ago, this season, nothing.
They're all in the same homes, too. Let's see what our report is.
Okay, Grant, so we have two audio clips.
Yeah, sure, perfect.
All right, great. Here's the first one.
This is Fern Ronay reporting from Rails Steakhouse in Montville, New Jersey for AfterBuzz TV. I'm standing here with Anthony, who has served every single one of the New Jersey housewives. Who was the nicest?
I don't really want a favorite, but I do love Siggy. Siggy's a doll.
Siggy's awesome,
super down
right?
to earth, but Joe, Melissa, love you guys. You are my sweethearts.
They're really nice, right? You know them personally?
Nothing but nice things to say. Nothing but nice things.
And what about Dolores? Her son is quite handsome. Have you ever met him?
No, I have not.
But she's very nice, right?
You know what? I do not really remember. I don't think I've ever taken care of Dolores.
But you took care of Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
What's she like?
A doll.
Did she flip a table?
No.
She didn't?
No, she did not.
Did she drop any silverware?
No.
Oh, all right. She was well-behaved?
Spot on, well-behaved.
And what about, tell me more about Siggy, because she is the fan favorite. She walked into Rails with a... babushka on her head. How's the facelift?
Doll.
I love Siggy.
Siggy looks great.
She does, right?
Really, really great. She, I literally, nothing but nice things to say about all of them, but Siggy's just, she's down. She's out
there. There's something special about her.
Yeah, she's just a big personality. I love her. She's a doll.
Thank you. And you haven't, any other little tidbits you like to give us? What's it like to, on a daily basis here at Rails?
Try my job.
Well, we'll be back. Everything was delicious. Thank you.
Great to hear. Thank you.
And then she spoke with him about an upcoming scene that was shot there. Yeah, so we have the scoop on that next.
Anthony, I just learned that you will be on Real Housewives of New Jersey in 2 weeks. I don't know how I didn't get this information, but can you tell us what you'll be doing on the show? We'll see you in the background, right?
In the background, I'm dropping a nice little bottle. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was a Stag's Leap Artemis and a Jordan Shard. Teresa, Siggy, and who else was with them?
Here at Rails?
Oh, here at Rails.
Right. What was the event?
They were just chatting, meeting up for lunch.
Did anyone get into a fist fight?
No, very calm day. Nothing but smiles, jokes going around. This must have been a post-fights then.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you.
Oh, you'll see me. Me too. Hair looked great that day, by the way, folks.
Nice, congratulations. Enjoy. Looks nice now.
Thanks, much appreciated.
If only there was a fight that we could be looking forward to at Rails.
I know.
But this show is keeping Rails in business. I mean, and,
they went there three times. Right? Was it three times this week or two?
Two. Yeah, two big scenes there. Yeah.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. Well, who is it that knows them then? He said Joe and Melissa were his besties. Maybe it's Joe and Melissa know the owner?
Yeah. Well, that was Fern reporting from the floor at Rails.
Boots on the ground.
Yes.
Getting that info from the waiters, like Bethany Frankel. Like,
I know.
Has Frankie been seen making out with anyone there? I want to know.
Part two. Oh, well, that'll do it for us here talking all things Real Housewives in New Jersey. You can keep up with us on social media. Give us a thumbs up because we need some positivity in our lives. What's going on?
Speaking of positivity.
This one.
You can find me at Adderall in Compliments. It's my blog and my podcast on my Instagram is Annabelle DeSisto.
And you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher. Also on Instagram and Snapchat at the same name.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And on October 4th, my show on BidChat, BidChat, Grants Rants Hollywood Live premieres. So make sure you check that out. Pencil me in. In the meantime, that'll do it for us. Holding our little Colonel bags, we'll send you out.
Yeah, thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.